From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. A proposed ballot initiative aims to replace Missouri's system for drawing state legislative districts with a model designed to have the number of seats won by each party more closely reflect its statewide vote. The stakes are high. Another round of redistricting begins after the 2020 census. If election officials validate enough signatures collected by Clean Missouri, the group spearheading the proposal, voters will have the final say on November 6th. So far, Clean Missouri has gathered more than $2 million, including at least $250,000 that originated from the lobbying arm of billionaire George Soros' philanthropic network. Groups supporting labor, teachers, abortion rights, and other left-leaning causes also support the measure, which has raked in plenty of criticism from state conservatives. A new program could help hundreds of Missouri families with down payments on their homes. The Neighborhood Lift Program will provide homeowner training and $15,000 in down payment assistance grants, according to reporting from the Kansas City Star. Up to 300 families buying homes in the Kansas City area will be accepted into the program. It is administered by Westside Housing Organization and run by NeighborWorks America. It's funded through a $5.7 million commitment from Wells Fargo, which is looking to improve its image after criticism for opening accounts without customers' permission in 2016. The program doesn't provide homeowners with funds to rehabilitate properties, though U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver says he is working on other projects that would provide such funds. Governor Mike Parson signed legislation Friday raising the marriage age in Missouri from 15 to 16 and requiring parental permission for older teenagers to marry. The bill was among several signed or vetoed by the Republican governor as he wrapped up his decision-making on legislation just ahead of a constitutional deadline to do so. The new marriage law, which will take effect on August 28th, requires 16 and 17-year-olds to receive parental permission to be married and bars someone 21 or older from marrying anyone 17 or younger. The bill passed the legislature overwhelmingly, although some lawmakers said raising the marriage age infringes on parents' rights. That law also provides a way for people convicted of some sex crimes to be removed from the sex offender registry and repeals the statute of limitations for prosecuting sex crimes against children. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River will likely remain above normal throughout the summer and fall to reduce the amount of water being held in reservoirs along the river. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers increased the amount of water being released from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border in late June because more spring rain and more snow fell in the mountains. Officials expect the amount of water in the Missouri River this year to be 157% of the standard recorded amounts. The releases are expected to remain near 60,000 cubic feet per second through the summer, but may be adjusted in response to downstream flood concerns. Roughly 25% of the flood storage space in the river's reservoirs remains available. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.